From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House is confirming President Trump's transition team knew before his inauguration that Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's choice to be the National Security Advisor, had been involved in activities that might require him to register as an agent of a foreign government, in this case, Turkey. Mr. Trump's spokesperson, Sean Spicer.
It is not up to, nor is it appropriate, nor is it legal for the government to start going into private citizens seeking advice and telling them what they have to register or not. That would be the equivalent of walking through someone's tax return and saying that's not a deduction that you should take.
Spicer said Mr. Trump insists on the highest ethical standards for everyone who works in his administration or in the administration, and that is why Flynn had to resign. A federal judge in the U.S. state of Wisconsin has blocked the enforcement of President Trump's revised travel ban that would prevent a Syrian mother and her surviving child from entering the United States. Early this year, Mr. Trump's temporary travel ban barring admission to the U.S. to citizens of seven Muslim-majority countries was blocked in the federal courts. Trump's new ban goes into effect on March 16th. United Nations officials and international aid workers fear the Turkish government is gearing up to shutter more Western non-government organizations working with Syrian refugees following the expulsion Tuesday of Mercy Corps, one of the largest humanitarian nonprofits. UN officials say they suspect all Western NGOs are likely to be instructed shortly to re-register their presence in the country, and it is unclear whether they will be allowed in the meantime, to continue working with more than 2 million Syrian refugees. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.